Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and very happy about that. Manny Avramides is our guest, CEO of the American Management Association. AMANet.org is the website where you can find all of their programs that they produce, multifaceted professional education programs for leaders like you. Manny, thanks again for being here. We're talking about a diverse workforce, how to deal with some of the sexual harassment issues that are going on right now. I wonder, Manny, and this is something some people are talking about, but I've talked about it on the show before. You know, sometimes we're all sensitive to the victims, and we don't want to have any victims. We feel for them, but at the same time, sometimes the people who are accused. I wonder if their rights are maybe not handled properly. What if they're falsely accused? I mean, are good men sometimes the victims of these things? How do we prevent that from happening? I mean, careers have been ruined from something that happened 40 years ago. Manny, is that right?
Oh, it's definitely right. And in some cases, careers have been ruined, and then at the end of the day, they've never been proven guilty. To give you another example, you remember the Arthur Anderson situation,
right?
When it was all said and done, you know, not to get into those details, but
20,000 people lost their jobs because an overzealous prosecutor.
That's exactly right. And at the end of the day, what's happening here is you're guilty upon accusation, which of course flies in the face of our system here. But, you know, the way we approach it from an AMA perspective is you've got to be very careful of unintended consequences. And in some cases, by the way, on much smaller percentage basis, men are the victims of unconscious bias. Men are the victims of sexual harassment and other type of, inappropriate behavior. However, what happens is what we try and profess here is through professional development and training, we look to create a level playing field, and not at the expense of anyone, but instead to give everyone an equal opportunity, which helps diversify a workforce, a management group, a C-suite, and helps produce better, in our opinion, and this is based on some research, helps produce a better business result, better ideas, and so on, as you had just stated earlier in our conversation. But there's no doubt about it that when handled inappropriately, even a promotion, what do you do when you have a male who's more qualified than a diverse candidate? Mm-hmm. What we suggest is you get the diverse candidate up to speed through training and development so they are just as qualified. We don't suggest that you give a job to someone who is less qualified.
And these are sticky wickets, though, that we're dealing with. I mean, this is why management and leadership isn't easy. I mean, it takes intention and forethought and good intentions, not just intention, but good intentions and some training. And we're in, for good or bad or otherwise, we're in the most hypercritical, hypersensitive time in the workplace that I've ever seen in my lifetime, Manny.
We've been at it for close to 100 years at AMA, and there is no doubt about it that the world has changed, and it has changed very, very quickly over the last handful of years, more so than probably the 10 years behind that. And you could probably say that about a lot of things in business, you know, the speed in which change is occurring. But the one thing that we're ultra careful of is to advise people not just through telling them, but through teaching them on how to execute against these strategies the right way, because it's disastrous when folks, amateurs, if you will, try to turn around an organization or its culture just because they read an article or,
right.
or they were told by someone this is the way you should be running your business mm-hmm. without truly understanding the intricacies.
This is a discipline. This is a major discipline in the toolkit of any leader, any manager, being able to deal with the diversity issues. Manny, thank you for being here. Good job today. We appreciate your perspectives, the information you provided us. I know you do this all the time with the American Management Association, AMANet, AMANet.org, folks, is the website. Check out their offerings. Manny, will you come back again real soon?
I look forward to it, Jim.
Always like having you on the show. Manny Avramides, ladies and gentlemen, with AMA, American Management Association. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. I'm Jim Blasingame, but in the meantime, I want to remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.